What have you destroyed because your team lost? It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah. There's a way to control your anger without destroying the things around you, right?
Yeah, like, you know, go scream in a pillow or something. Do something a little bit more, well, less destructive.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without cutting your television in half with a chainsaw when your team loses, then you're doing okay.
Well, that TV did not deserve that.
No, guy in Canada got upset when they lost the gold medal to the United States in hockey, and he immediately decided to...
Oh, wow. Oh. Oh, do you have a wall? Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a mounted television. Yes.
Oh, no.
And he started in the middle of the screen. He just stabbed it with the chainsaw and then worked his way out. The chainsaw got stuck a couple times because chainsaws aren't supposed to cut plastic and television.
Yeah, it's dangerous to be a TV nowadays.
I guess so. I guess.
You know, if you're showing things that they don't like...
I mean, chainsaws are a way to get back at the television, but again, the
television's gonna lose.
It's like killing the messenger. Like,
right,
that's
exactly.
Just the messenger.
Oh, it didn't deserve that.
It didn't deserve that.
And your wall doesn't either.
Yeah, and then what about the other people who enjoy that television?
Exactly. Watched other programs that were, you know, less upsetting.
You know, you see all of these videos that come around, especially like around the Super Bowl, where you see the losing team, they throw things at the television and it busts or all that stuff.
Probably usually people that are placing bets.
And they lose money. Yes.
Yes,
exactly. But there are, like Kelly said, you can go into your bedroom, put your face in your pillow, and scream.
Right. There's just, you know, different ways to handle your disappointment rather than destroying a perfectly good TV so nobody can watch it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without destroying your TV, cutting it in half with a chainsaw when your team loses, then you're doing okay.
Bless his heart.
But what I would love to hear are some of the stories of when you or your spouse destroyed something because the team lost, because, quote, sports.
Bold if you're going to step up into this spotlight and admit it. Bold.
Well, again,
we appreciate it.
You can always tell on your spouse or your brother or sister
All right.
Whatever. All right, so that's coming up. We'll take some of your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX.